Hello there, this is Astronomy Minute, and I'm your host, Professor Atal. This episode is called, How are neutron stars and pulsars related? The saying goes that all pulsars are neutron stars, but not all neutron stars are pulsars. What does that mean? Well, neutron stars represent one of the end states of high-mass stars after they explode as a supernova. A typical neutron star might be the size of a city, with a mass of a few times that of the Sun. It rotates very fast, perhaps many times a second, has a very strong magnetic field, and a density around 100 million grams per cubic centimeter. Water is 1 gram per cubic centimeter, so this would be 100 million times greater in density. A teaspoon of neutron star material would weigh about 200,000 pounds on the Earth. So a neutron star is a massive, dense, and compact object rotating very fast with an intense magnetic field. Now imagine if the rotation axis and the magnetic field axis of the neutron star are not aligned with each other. Also imagine that the neutron star is embedded in a gas cloud with free electrons moving in all directions. These electrons can move along the magnetic field and give off light. As the neutron star rotates, these light beams also rotate, much like the light beams emanating from a lighthouse. These beams of light shine toward the Earth, and the neutron star appears to turn on and turn off, just like the beams from a lighthouse. We see it as a pulsar. So as the saying goes, all pulsars are neutron stars, but not all neutron stars are pulsars. Thank you for listening.